Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Your business is one of a kind, so your website should be too. With Wix, it's easy, almost too easy, to create a website that's perfectly yours. Just tell AI what kind of site you want to build or choose from thousands of templates. Change whatever you want, whenever you want, and get everything you need to start running your business your way. No matter what you sell or what you aspire to be, you can do it all yourself on Wix.
Well, here in Spain, it's the term of Cajal Rochford from Brevin Franks, and we're going to talk about UK inheritance tax today. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Howard. How are you keeping?
I'm trying to keep cool, shall we say that?
yeah, absolutely. It's getting very hot out there.
It is. Meanwhile, here in the studio, the 2022-2023 UK tax year proved to be yet another record-breaking year for UK inheritance tax collection. So today, Cajal and I are going to look at why more families are getting caught in the UK inheritance tax net, and what you can do to protect your family. But before we get on to this, Cajal, since so many of our listeners live and pay taxes in Spain, can you explain why UK inheritance tax may still impact them?
Sure, Howard. Yes, I think it would be good to initially just explain what UK inheritance tax is. So UK inheritance tax is charged on death and lifetime gifts. So if you're a UK domiciled person, it applies to your worldwide estate, regardless of where you're resident. Non-UK domiciles, on the other hand, are only assessed on UK situated assets. So your liability to inheritance tax is calculated on your worldwide estate. So all property, savings and investments, and any other personal assets are taken into account. If the total value of your estate is lower than your allowances, or what we call nil rate bands, which is £325,000 for your standard nil rate band, and an extra up to £175,000 for your main home nil rate band, and if your overall estate is below these bands, then your heirs do not have to pay this tax. If, however, your estate is above your nil rate bands, your estate or your family will ultimately pay 40% tax on the excess over this threshold. So to answer your question specifically, it depends on where you're domiciled to whether or not you'll pay UK inheritance tax. If you retain considerable links to the UK and have demonstrated that the UK looks to remain your intended homeland and your residence in Spain looks less permanent, you may very well be subject to inheritance tax, the same as a UK resident. So if this is the case, a full estate planning review with a cross-border specialist firm such as Blevins Franks, it's worthwhile, and we'd recommend doing it. Just understand where you and your family stand with these issues.
So how much money did His Majesty Revenues and Customs collect from inheritance tax receipts over the last tax year? And how does this compare to previous years?
Yes, it's an interesting point, Howard, and it's something that has been increasing quite substantially over recent years. So His Majesty's Revenue and Customs, or the HMRC, received an extra £1 billion over the last year, generating a total of £7.1 billion. And the number of people paying this tax has actually jumped by almost a quarter, up from around 33,000 families or people to about 41,000 in the UK. So the government expects inheritance tax revenue to continue to increase, bringing in £38 billion over the last 5 years. Sorry, I'll say that again. The government expects inheritance tax revenue to continue to increase, bringing in £38 billion over the next 5 years. So it has been referred to as the gift that keeps on giving for the government. So these rising inheritance tax receipts should act as a warning for people to remember to, you know, review their estate, assess the entire value of their estate and their property with an up-to-date valuation, and really take advice on how to minimise any issues here.
Is there any particular reason why IHT receipts increased by so much?
Yeah, the standard inheritance tax nil rate band has been frozen at £325,000 since 2009. It is scheduled to remain fixed until April 2028, by which time it would have been frozen for 19 years, so it's quite a long time. In contrast, house prices have, of course, risen over this long period of time, pushing more estates into the inheritance tax net. Other assets will also have increased in value when you think about investments and so forth. So more and more families are now paying a tax that was once designed to only hit the wealthiest of society. The residential nil rate band was introduced in 2017 to help protect families, but it has its limitations. It started at only £100,000 and it increased to £175,000 in 2020 and 2021, but it is also frozen until 2028. So it's worth mentioning also that the effective inheritance tax rate rises sharply for estates over £1 million when you take into account these allowances, peaking at around 20% of total estate values. But interestingly, this inheritance tax rate falls to 10% of total estate values for estates that are around the 10 million mark and above. So why is this? Really, the answer is the wealthiest people in society take specialist advice and take advantage of planning opportunities to minimise this tax. So regardless of where you might be, it is certainly worth looking into this and seeing where you might sit and what planning might be available to you. Because otherwise, you may pay more tax than you need to.
Why are there two allowances for inheritance tax?
Yeah, so I touched upon this in the previous point. So you have your nil rate band, which again is £325,000 per person. And so that's a general allowance available. And then you have the residential nil rate band, which was brought in a couple of years back. So that started at £100,000, but has increased to £175,000 as of the end of 2021. So with both nil rate bands or both allowances for a married couple, for example, this extends your overall allowances to £1 million for a family. So it means if you have assets of below £1 million, you're very unlikely to pay much inheritance tax. And as you cross the £1 million threshold, inheritance tax will start to apply.
So hasn't the newer residential nil rate tax band helped families escape paying inheritance tax?
Yes, it has to an extent. But as I mentioned, the residential nil rate band does have some limitations, and it's not actually available to everybody, unfortunately. The residential nil rate band only applies to a main home that is passed to children and grandchildren and where the estate is valued under £2 million. So higher value estates are subject to a tapering system that eliminates this residential nil rate band entirely when a state exceeds £2.35 million. So it does have its limitations. It can't be utilised by everybody, and it can only really be used when there's a main home that passes down to direct children or grandchildren. So yeah, it is an advantage. It's an added benefit, but overall, it doesn't save a huge amount of inheritance tax for everybody.
What happens if the allowances are not fully used when the first spouse dies?
Yes, that's a good question, Howard. So the good news is that any unused nil rate band is transferable to a spouse on death. So when the £175,000 residential nil rate band is combined with the standard nil rate band of £325,000, couples can potentially pass up to £1 million tax-free to their family, or £500,000 for individuals. So if they're not used on first death or only partly used, the balance of these nil rate bands can be transferred to the surviving spouse or civil partner. So you can make sure that you're not wasting any of these allowances, and they can be passed on to your spouse and then used when assets pass down to the next generation, for example. So overall, it can be good news where a surviving spouse can have up to £1 million of a nil rate band before taxation is applied.
Yeah, okay. Going back to the domicile issue you explained at the start, is it possible for British expatriates to change their domicile status if they intend to continue living in Spain? But in practice, do you find that many people are able to do this?
Yes, so UK inheritance tax, unfortunately, it follows you around the world since your estate is liable for as long as you remain UK domiciled. So the idea of domicile is really there for the HMRC to apply inheritance tax to UK nationals. And in many cases, it can be UK nationals living in the UK or indeed living elsewhere in other countries. For example, if you're resident in Spain, you could very well still be UK domiciled and therefore you could be subject to inheritance tax. So domicile is a complex and kind of sticky UK common law concept, and many British expatriates are domiciled for their whole lives. That said, you can take steps and cut ties with the UK and actually adopt or acquire a new domicile of choice in Spain. However, it can take up to 4 years to shed a UK domicile for inheritance tax purposes, and there's some work to be done. And getting your domicile status wrong could result in an unexpected large tax bill, which is at a rate of 40% above your allowances. And this is applied to your family's wealth. So professional advice is essential here. At Blevins Franks, we provide a domicile determination service for our clients. And this can be very beneficial, and this can help fortify our clients' estate planning position in terms of domicile and estate planning. So having somebody look at your domicile is very important, and there might be some minor steps to take which can massively change how your estate is viewed from an inheritance tax perspective.
So if it's unlikely that someone will be able to claim a domicile of choice in Spain, or if they return to the UK eventually, can they still take steps to avoid or mitigate UK inheritance tax for their family?
Yes, of course, Howard. This is also worth bearing in mind, because a lot of people in the UK avoid UK inheritance tax also. So inheritance tax is often referred to as a voluntary tax, since there are various steps you can take to eliminate or even reduce the liability for your family and your heirs. And so one example is by gifting assets, or you can arrange what's called a potentially exempt transfer, where you can pass an asset down to your family. And so long as you survive 7 years, it falls out of your estate, and then it wouldn't be subject to inheritance tax when you pass away, and it effectively falls down to your beneficiaries or your children. You can also make gift out of excess income. So if you have a large income, you can give away part of your income to your chosen beneficiaries, and this also falls out of your estate. There are various other structures that relate to gifting where you can gift with control. So there are trust structures and other planning that is available to you where you can reduce your inheritance taxable estate. In some cases, you can even retain the income but have the assets pass out of your estate over time. And you can have a very controlled mechanism to pass assets down to your family. Another one that's quite obvious is you could spend and enjoy your capital. Enjoy your capital with your family, for example. There's an expression which is, gifting with a warm hand is better than with a cold hand. And this is very true. So if you do have a large estate, enjoy your capital, spend it with your family. And this also, as a result, will reduce how much capital you have in your estate. So there are many ways to look to do this. I'd say gifting in the UK is the best option. And of course, you wouldn't want to risk leaving it too late, because if you're into your later years, you need a 7-year period where these assets would need to pass out of your estate. So it's worth being proactive, looking at your overall estate and reviewing things in a timely manner, in order to capitalise on these potential opportunities.
Yeah, you've got to seize the opportunity when it's there.
Absolutely.
Does this mean that the British expatriates here are liable for both taxes?
Yeah, another very good question. So the tax systems in both Spain and the UK are quite different. So inheritance tax is applicable on your estate, and the taxes is charged there, and it's all arranged at an estate level, whereas succession tax is charged to your beneficiary, so that it's not charged directly to your estate. So succession and gift tax, which is succession tax, that's the equivalent of inheritance tax here in Spain, and it is slightly different in its application. And oftentimes succession tax in Spain, so you have 17 different autonomous regions in Spain, and they all have varying succession tax rates and rules and so forth. Now, however, as a whole, succession tax can be a little bit easier to navigate and even mitigate than UK inheritance tax. Succession tax only applies if it's a Spanish asset or if the beneficiary or recipient who's receiving it lives in Spain. So if you kind of invert that, if you have non-Spanish assets going to, say, somebody living in the UK, succession tax will not apply. it's a little bit complex, and I'm sure we could delve into succession tax and gift tax into more detail on another discussion. But to answer your question, both of them will need to be taken into account. For the most part, if UK inheritance tax applies to an estate, there'll be a credit given against succession tax due in Spain if it's on the same capital. So double tax treaties generally ensure that capital is not taxed twice for the same purpose. So although you may have to do tax reporting with both taxes, you generally won't pay it twice. So you don't have to worry about paying, say, 40% in the UK and then another amount here in Spain. Overall, I mean, cross-border estate planning can be a bit of a minefield, especially when you're looking at two systems. So I would say, you know, speak with a company like Blevins Franks. We're uniquely positioned and regulated and authorized to give advice in both the UK and Spain. So we can assess things on both sides of the coin to make sure that you're well positioned and you're capitalizing on any advantages and opportunities available. And you're not going to fall foul of either tax system.
Excellent. Now, the Blevins Franks website is a fountain of information, shall I say.
It is indeed, yeah. There's always very good articles, and you can listen to our radio interviews and podcasts there. And of course, if you're interested in making an appointment with one of our advisors, we have all the information for our local offices across, you know, the seven countries in Europe which we cover. So I'd recommend anybody, if they're interested in downloading a tax guide, a book, or getting in touch with a local partner, to get in touch. We're very happy to have an initial no obligation consultation with you.
Always a pleasure. We'll have another chat in a month's time.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Howard. Have a lovely week.
I don't know about you, but when I'm using AI for my business, I don't need it to tell me what to do. I know what I want. I just need help making it happen. With Wix, I finally have an AI tool that gets things done the way I want. I just have to describe the type of website I need, and it's ready. I can even ask it to manage my inventory, plan my next marketing campaign, or help out my customers. Wix gives me AI wherever I need it. Try it out at Wix.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.